Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. Benny had to yank his headphones off and cover his little sensitive ears.
You shocked me yesterday. So.
I did. I did not mean to. I did, actually. I wanted to shock you. That's what I do every day. Welcome in, Ben and Woods, 97.3. The Fan. What a lovely, lovely day it is to be here. Happy Tuesday to you. Let's get our heads right on an April Fool's Day. Okay? So, just so you know, it's April Fool's. I've already seen one this morning, and it got me. I'll read it to you in a moment after I introduce our cast of characters in here. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. He is the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. I hope you are also. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning. It is not an April Fool's joke that the Padres are 5 and up.
That's true. That is true. It is not an April Fool's joke that Gavin Sheets could be the next Barry Bonds.
Let's go, Padres.
Or as Let's somebody so aptly named him, Dairy Bonds, which I think is a really good nickname. Man, what a fun night last night. What a fun start to the season it's been. I was telling my dad this morning, I rotate parental calls. So I do my mom one morning, then I call my dad the next day on the drive. And I like to say hello to my folks. And told my dad this morning, I go, you know, I could get used to this. I could get used to watching a really good baseball game and then coming in the next day, doing a radio show and talking about said baseball game on the radio after a win. It's been really, really fun. It's been great. So we'll obviously get into last night. There hasn't been a game so far that hasn't been insanely weird either, right? With some funky-ass plays and weird bounces and things like that. We've talked about that. And hey, like I said, you keep rolling. Bounces are going your way. Calls are going your way right now. Keep that mojo going. But listen, it is April Fool's Day. We got the company-wide email last week, which I read it and I went, oh yeah, I need to remember that it's April Fool's Day. And I did last night. Yesterday, when I saw the report, the initial report about Jurickson Profar, the Atlanta Braves left fielder. Again, the Atlanta Braves left fielder who tested positive for HCG and is going to be banned for 80 games. It was not a source that I knew or really had heard of before. So I thought, is this dude getting the jump? Like, it's the day before April Fool's Day.
That is completely unacceptable. I'm not a big fan of April Fool's to begin with.
But don't jump
there can't be any bleed, though, into March 31st or April 2nd.
Correct.
You have to keep it to April 1st.
Correct.
Have to.
And then I woke up this morning, and 2 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, so 7 minutes ago, I go, whoa, this is crazy. Tiger Woods. I can't believe I'm saying this, but a few weeks after rupturing my left Achilles, the sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber, plus the explosive lifts my doctors and trainers have me ready to play the Masters next week. I can't wait. See y'all on the course. And I went, no way. And then I went, oh. And then he tweeted just now, P.S. April Fools, my Achilles is still a mess. So Tiger Woods will not be playing in the Masters. The April Fools bit, man, we've talked about it. We talk about it every year. We're actually not allowed to play any pranks on you guys today. Not that we would. I don't like it. I don't like to feel that. Actually, it's kind of weird because I think I'm about to put Ben through the ringer a little bit, but it's not an April Fool's joke. You have no idea what this is about, right?
I don't think so.
This is not a, Paul, you do. I texted you the screenshots
yesterday.
And I debated warning him, but I thought the reaction on the air may be better. Well, and I don't know how you're going to feel about it. And I don't know how big of a deal it was. But I got a text from our boss, Adam Klug, who he's always got his eye on the prize. Did you write an article for 10 News or like a post a blog?
So our web team actually wrote that for me.
Okay.
And then put my name on it, but I didn't see it until this morning, actually.
So it says, Merrill's Meteoric Rise, Padres star featured on bobblehead night at Petco Park. It says,
he was.
By Ben Higgins, posted at 3:19 p.m. yesterday. And Adam got very upset that the picture that you used was the picture that he took.
It
of,
was.
Of the
yeah,
Jackson
I used it
Merrill.
In my story, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Well, is fine.
I was going to use my own if I could take the bobblehead, but they said it was for Scraby, so I wasn't allowed to take it and use it, so I didn't have anything else to use.
Yeah, I actually requested it as well, and Adam said, no, that's Matt Scraby's.
Yeah,
and
so
I said, okay.
I had to use Adam's picture because I wasn't allowed to take the one that was in the studio yesterday.
So he got mad. You know why he got mad? It says photo by ABC 10 News.
Oh, that's true.
You guys stole his.
I should have told someone. I didn't realize they were going to post the photo on the thing. I should have told someone that it was
that
Adam's
is your
picture
from 30 years ago.
Yeah,
Ben Higgins photo by ABC 10 News.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
Do you have an old picture of you? You know how I have the one headshot that I always use.
That's my old like TV anchor head picture.
Love TV anchor head.
I don't look that much different, though, from my old picture.
No, you really don't.
Pretty much the same.
Well, since you lost the weight,
I have glasses now.
You look almost identical.
Yeah, I've gone back to what I...
Let's see. There he is. Look at him. Yeah, it's the same. Look at you. Yeah, it's pretty good. That is really good. That picture is not... You don't look like the world's biggest hard ass in that picture. Do you know what I mean?
Are you supposed to in your TV anchor picture?
I'm not a TV anchor, but I think I would have gone with something a little more smoldering than this. You look like you're looking off into a sunset. You know, just kind of happy. You actually look like
I'm the sports guy. I'm supposed to be happy.
No, you're supposed to look mean.
I'm not the investigative reporter who's uncovering corruption
with
the city hall with the
fedora and the press thing.
The sneer, like, you know, I'm about to get you.
I'm Ben Higgins, and I'm coming for you.
I like just looking out at the sea.
Yeah, that's that picture in a nutshell. So I actually had a conversation with Paulie about that. Yeah, Olin Mills. That's what it reminds me of. Olin Mills, Ochi. The Ben Files. Ben exposing corruption all over San Diego. I actually had a convo with Paulie about this last week. I think you had left. And I looked at Paulie, and I go, you know what, dude? I said, after 15 years, for me, Paulie's at like 12 years, and you're at 20 years, you know, 25, whatever it is. I said, it might be time for us as a show to get some pictures done. And I don't want to look.
Right.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah,
I get asked.
I know. I don't either, but you're probably right.
I get asked all the time, hey, do you have a headshot? Do you have a... and I send them the one... That the guy photoshopped 90% of my chin out. It's the best picture of me ever taken. I mean, you see this picture and you're like, that's one handsome MF-er right there. It's the best picture ever taken. My eyes are, he did all these enhancements. Not AI. This is 15 years ago. I got this picture done. Paulie's probably has it somewhere. And if not, you've seen it. It's the only picture I use. Because it's the only picture I've ever looked good. Ever.
Is it the ghost picture?
No, not the, it's the ghost. It's the, it's me. And then they enhance that ghost picture, the original OG picture of me when my eyes are popping brown. I just look, he shaved off literally all of my gullet. I mean, I really look good. He put a dark shadow under my chins. It was
so it's not
beautiful.
Really you anymore.
No, but it's a headshot. Like, it looks really, really good.
Some fictional creation.
Pretty much.
That it's doesn't me. Really exist.
It's the me that I've always wanted to yeah. be, is what it is. And so I told Paulie, I go, hey, man, we have to do it. We have no pictures of us as a show that are professional.
Why don't we just pick our favorite celebrities, use those
them?
As the pictures for us? If we're not going to use actual real pictures of us, just pick someone you like that you want to look like.
Just, I mean, Tom Arnold picture or something.
No, like. Just pick anyone you want.
Hey, this is Ben in Woods, and I'm that guy. Who's that guy, Glenn, the real handsome
Glenn
guy?
Powell.
Glenn Powell. Here's Woodsy. This is Glenn Powell. But. Yeah, so it's that picture, Paulie. I don't know why they made my face all white like a corpse, but it's that picture with the normal color in it. And I thought it's probably time we get some professional radio headshots and pictures. What are your thoughts on it? In, out?
You're probably right. We should do it. I'm not looking forward to it, but
I don't want to do it.
Set something up.
So I want to go back to...
The problem is that we're going to do it and we're going to hate them.
I know, that's the thing. I do need a handful of just default pictures that have been approved by YouTube divas that can be used on images and stuff that we do throughout the year. Because right now, I have like one to choose from.
It's horrible, too. I hate them. I've never taken a good picture. So I need somebody that is...
And I have like 6 years worth of fat Ben photos, but
yeah.
not as much.
I would like to get rid of those as much as possible, clearly. Kurt says Ben looks like Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Yeah.
See, just take a picture of Tom Cruise from Risky Business and use it for me.
You know,
actually says Burn looks Ike in Risky Business. But
sometimes you just got to say what the F. All right. Yeah, I think we need to do it at some point. To like and really like kind of almost make a day out of it. Show pictures first of us doing cool stuff. I don't know what we'd be doing. I'd like to make it funny of us like walking down the running down the beach and stuff.
Maybe a Ben and Woods calendar.
Ben and Woods calendar would be pretty solid.
2026.
Sell it for charity. So yeah, man. I don't know. I it's probably time that we do it. I hate taking pictures. I got a really nice DM the other day from a professional photographer. She's really good too. She goes, "Oh my gosh, your family's so beautiful. Please let me take pictures of you guys." And it gives me instant anxiety. Instant.
Do they still have those glamour shot stores at the mall?
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Go and
ooh, why don't we go do the Western Saloon at the fair? Like the three of us as gunfighters. Ben's the sheriff. Paulie and I are the gunfighters.
So they once did that for the Padres media cover with like Kevin Towers and John Moores and Larry Lucchino. And
yeah,
I've seen
dressed
that.
Dressed
yeah.
in the Western photo.
Like 99.
Gunslingers.
How embarrassing,
yeah,
dude.
Somewhere around. But early 2000s, I think, yeah.
I mean, all right. So maybe we'll do it. I need it because I was featured in our show was actually featured in a local publication recently, an online magazine that my friends the Smiths run, and it was about opening day and everything else. I need to find it and I'll tweet it or whatever. But she's like, I need pictures of you guys. So I just sent her these like grainy pictures from spring training of us interviewing players because I don't really have our buddy Brian took some good ones of us in here, but even in those, I look like a whale. So he took pictures of me from the side. I'm like, Brian, you never take pictures of me from the side where the gullet is dripping and hanging. Like I said, let's
Steve a behavior, buddy.
It is, but it's also like, hey man, if we're going to post stuff, let's make sure that we give it the old seal of approval. So maybe we'll get some of those.
Those were the last time we took like real shots for our show.
Oh, Paulie, how dare you?
Both of us holding bats. I'm in my suit. You're in just a hat and a jacket, but we're both holding bats. I'm choking up on mine like I don't know why.
Like Ty Cobb. Ben has two strikes on him in the bottom of the ninth.
Doesn't get any better.
Paulie, I will kill you. I hate these. Talk about April Fools. God, get that out of my sight, bro.
So is that the picture where they added four chins to each of us? If you have one where they took 90% away.
I swear to God, this was
some where they've added some extra chins on
us. Who did these?
I think they were done here.
Yeah.
by somebody here.
If I'm not mistaken.
Shocker.
And I think the big fajita
you know
was
what?
In charge of that.
For everyone who is not watching our YouTube stream
you're
and is listening
out.
In the car, you're missing out, and I'm so glad that you are.
You are.
Not seeing.
Look how porky you were. I don't remember you like this.
Look at your neck.
I don't remember you like this. I said,
necks, plural.
April,
I see six there.
April jowls, says Dominic. Benny, I don't remember you being like that. I really don't. I have blocked it out of my mind. I don't see that in you. I always saw the skinny Ben in there.
Oh, I appreciate that.
He does look like a Sopranos promo. It really does. Like, we will come to your house and kill you and talk sports as we do it. That is... Please get it off the screen, for the love of God. I'm staring at it here. I'm begging you to get it off. I'm going to kill you. God. Oh, sweating.
It looks like a wiener with a little face on it.
Nate says, D-line for Alabama. Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate it.
Like, and those were the best ones that they sent me, by the way. They sent those to me. Hey, let us know if the guys approve of these. And I think I wrote back, are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you crazy? Are you on drugs?
It's not even being a diva. It's like, hey, man, I'd prefer not to look like a fat piece of ass in every picture.
I know this is a radio show, but if you have any, like, bad picture stories and are willing to share them with us, I would love to see them on this April Fool's Day.
Also, if you have any nudes, we'd love to see those as well, Ben. What a joke those pictures are. I can't believe it, man. I really can't believe it. I've never taken a good picture. I'm so jealous of everyone that's photogenic. You know how hard it is living in my house where all three people other than me are extremely photogenic and just look amazing in every picture in anything they wear? It is just impossible. So here we go. I want to talk Padres baseball today a lot, and I want to talk about Jerickson Profar as well. There's a lot to discuss today. Ben will set the menu next. But again, just a little reiteration. Today is April Fool's Day. Don't believe it. If your old lady tells you she's pregnant, if your dude tells you she's breaking up with you, whatever, just don't buy the hype today. I hate this day.
It is an Incorporator Tuesday. I promise that's not an April Fool's
that's
joke.
Real.
Our first of the season. Jesse Agler will join us coming up at 8:35. We'll set the rest of the menu for the program. Glad you're with us. Very glad the Padres are 5-0. Getting into it next with Ben and Woods on a Tuesday morning on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic with Kelly Danick. Still a little rainy out there. Be careful on our roads here on 97.3 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's like the greatest update of all time. Tell everybody what you just told us, Benjamin.
So, yes, Jermaine, who works in our web staff at Channel 10, has updated the picture on our website. He says it now says photo by Adam, extra sweet. Klug, 97.3
You're joking. So, it really
it
says
doesn't
that.
Say that.
It just says Adam Klug.
Oh, it says Adam Klug.
The Fan. But he has credit now. Adam, you have your credit.
Is it extra sweet?
For your photo.
People like credit a lot.
I can understand that.
Photos, I kind of get, but not from, like...
I can understand.
Like, okay, here's the thing. Adam's not a photographer.
It's not exactly, you know, some sort of National Geographic, Pulitzer-winning...
It's a snow leopard.
Photo sh-
but here's the thing. Hang on. Ben using Adam's photo on Channel 10, it's like somebody you like... And they are using your photo. Yeah, you're not getting the credit, but like they're not. You know, they're not doing it
maliciously.
Malicious ways. If Hannah needed a picture of, for whatever reason, for Nancaro Realty, and it was a picture that I took, I wouldn't get bitchy about that. Like, hey, where's my credit?
Well, I thought Adam.
But if somebody, yeah, you don't make any.
But if one of our competitors like stole something that we
sure,
did, it's like, that, hey,
you mean
you
again?
Guys.
Well, Adam and I kind of have an agreement that if I ever post anything that he needs for this station,
you
and,
said it yesterday
and
to
he
him.
Post anything that I need, we can just use it. You know, it's like a collaboration. We can share.
Tag team.
You know, I take advantage of that by using some of the sound that Sammy gets on Channel 10 because he does such a great job down there, and I do appreciate it. But and I always give credit, though, on the screen. I say, courtesy 97.3 The Fan. And I put a little bug on the screen when I use it, but I do use it quite often.
So. I don't get... I don't get super upset about that. Again, I don't really produce much. So what happened? So they just write blogs for you in your name? What if the guy was...
Well, the story was simply the words that I had written for my on-air piece.
Oh, okay.
So they were my words, but then he put it all together in
like
a nice blog format. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's weird how that works.
Turned the video around so it was vertical, so you can put it online. They have all kinds of... social media tips and tricks that they use nowadays to make things more, you know, virable and postable and whatever.
Because when I saw it from Adam immediately, I thought this whole gist of it was, look at Ben out here writing blogs for Channel 10. And I started laughing. And I go, and I wrote back, question mark. And he goes, he used my picture. He didn't credit me. I go, oh, fireable, by the way, is what I told him. He goes, I just thought you could bust his chops about it. I go, oh, I'll bust his chops about it.
Darnay would never do that.
The lord of original content.
All right, here's what we got coming up on the program today. We will start with our Padres wrap-up in our next segment when we will go through the highlights.
Did we ever get that? Do we know if he said wrap-up, Molly?
7-2 win over the Cleveland Guardians. Big night for Gavin Sheets, of course. Kyle Hart, great story. Our Padres wrap-up.
The wrap up.
Our Padres wrap up.
Yeah, Padres wrap up.
That's our new name for it.
Yeah,
we've always looked for a better name than Padres wrap up. We don't have it. It's the wrap up.
Padres wrap up.
We will talk about Jurickson Profar being suspended for 80 games. We have sound from Mike Schilt. His reaction to hearing the news just moments after he heard it before the game yesterday. And obviously, I'm sure it was stunning to some people in that clubhouse yesterday. You could see how much they care. Still for Jurickson when he was here with the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. Did they ask anybody else about it?
I did not see any other quotes about it. I did see some quotes about the new torpedo bats from players around the Padres clubhouse yesterday. And we'll get some thoughts on that and whether the Padres will be experimenting with the Yankees torpedo bats. Ella De La Cruz was using one yesterday, hit two home runs. I mean, you know, the more success you see in Major League Baseball with those bats, the more guys that will have to feel like I need to try this at least.
I will. I'll fill you in on it as soon as mine arrives in 5 to 7 business days.
How much do they cost?
Don't worry about the cost. My wife's listening, so don't you don't ask dumbass questions like that as my wife is listening. It's what a
$29, right?
It's what a wood bat cost.
I looked. It was a standard
wood
bat.
I mean, it's just made out of wood bat just because the shape is different.
It's actually cheaper than like the Fernando Tatis Jr. model.
When you hit as many balls off the end of the bat as I do, you tend to break a lot of bats. So now that I have this one, Dominic says, aren't they specifically designed to each player? Yeah, but I'm not going to go get a cut. I'm not going to have somebody come out. It's just I have one game a week.
Hires an MIT grad.
Yeah, to come out and watch me, like, bro, you're terrible. I don't know. We can give the whole bat can be one big barrel.
To have them move the barrel way down to the end of the bat as opposed to a really bulbous end.
I can't wait to see it and get it, and I'll do like a video of me like hitting front toss with it or something just so to show you. But I'm imagining you're going to see it a lot in adult leagues across the country, because we always need a little bit of edge when you're old and slow. But it looks incredible. I mean, it looks incredible. And again, it's working. Guys are seeing it. And you know the other thing I thought about too, Benny? If you think that it's going to help you, there's a decent chance it will. Does that make sense? It's a lot of that is mental. If you feel like I've got a little bit of an edge, whether I'm pitching or whether I'm hitting, you have one. If you think you have one, you have one. And I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
I also want to ask the question coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. How much are you buying in to this fast start by the San Diego Padres? I mean, you look at early records and, you know, you can say they don't mean anything. The Dodgers 6-0, well, we kind of believe that.
Yeah,
I'm sure
that was going to happen.
The Angels are 3-1.
Crazy.
Not really buying into like a huge surprise season by the Angels so far. How much are you buying into this Padres 5-0 start? It certainly looks good on the field, but is it sustainable? Will we be seeing a great season from your San Diego Padres based on what we've seen so far? We'll talk about it. As I mentioned, Jesse Agler will join us, his weekly Tuesday segment for the Incorporator and Talking Padres Baseball with the voice of the Padres at 8:35. And of course, all of our regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods, and the Rondle Report to get you to 10 o'clock this morning. That's what we've got on the program for you today.
I look forward to it.
Me too.
And I really look forward to the wrap up next.
Coming up next, all the highlights from Jesse and Tony last night. Stay tuned. Ben and Woods continuing next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Did they just say it was National Acai Bowl Day? Do you like
right?
Acai?
I love an acai bowl.
You do like acai.
Yeah, I'll eat it. I can't decide, is it healthy or not?
It's a superfood.
I hear that, too. But if you slather it with all the things that come in it, like chocolate chips and
peanut butter,
fruit and peanut butter, is it really, is it healthy for you, or is it not?
I usually get the standard, the you know, the purple acai
just because
stuff, and then some strawberries, some blueberries, some granola.
Just because something may be high in calories doesn't mean it's bad for you. Now, if you're trying to lose weight, it may not be the best option for you. But if you're looking for good, natural, healthy ingredients and, you know, vitamins and stuff that you, you know, want to get from fruit, and then, of course, fruit is always good for you. It's just not good for people who are sometimes trying to watch their weight.
I'm skeptical of it. And I'm skeptical of it because it's really the only thing my four-year-old likes to eat is acai bowl. So if he likes it, then how is that good for you? I think he looks at it like ice cream. But I've had it. I like it. I never remember to order it. Now, I like smoothies a lot, though. I really love smoothies, and I realize it's a lot of sugar. But I'm like, all right, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out as I go. I really don't know.
See, I make a smoothie. I haven't made one in a couple of weeks, but I usually would have two or three a week in the mornings.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but fruit, a scoop of Greek yogurt, some protein powder.
Put a little spinach in there?
No, I do like it's like a tropical fruit smoothie.
If you, delicious.
Like, I'm not adding, it's just the natural sugar in the fruit.
Right.
I put a little spinach in mine.
Sugar, because fruit has sugar. So if you're trying to watch your weight, it's a lot of calories, but it's good for you.
Yeah. All right. I eat a lot of fruit.
Like, I'll put a scoop of protein powder in the smoothie, and you're like, that's a meal replacement, essentially, like a lunch or something.
I like, but if I'll take a smoothie over an acai bowl.
Okay. All right, let's
especially one from
Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Why? Simply the best.
All right, let's check traffic, and then we'll come out with our Padres wrap-up with Tony and Jesse next here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
A little battle here. Pitch number 6 coming, and a swing and a miss. So Kyle Hart strikes out the first guy that he faces in a Padre uniform, and it's one of the tougher guys to strike out in all of baseball, Stephen Kwan.
Exclusive class.
3-2, launch to left field. Hayward going back. He's at the wall. All he can do is watch. That is a home run for Jose Ramirez, his first hit of 2025. So the Guards will take a 1-0 lead with one out in the top of the first inning. Bogarts, Cronenworth, and Merrill all aboard. First pitch coming. High line drive to right field. That one is off the wall. Noel plays it well, sends it back in, but two runs going to score. Sheet standing at second base, and the Padres lead it 2-1. 1-1 in the air to right field. Noel was deep. He goes back right in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Plenty deep to get Xander home from third. Sheets will also tag in advance. A sac fly for Hayward, and the Padre lead is 3-1. 2-2, hard hit on a line, into left center field, down for a base hit. Sheets will score. Tatis, another hit. This one makes it 4-1 San Diego. Here's the 1-0. Edges swings, hits one a mile in the air down the left field line. Hayward backing up towards the corner. He looks up. It's going to go. Second balcony Western medal for Austin Hedges. Welcome back to San Diego. 3-2 again. Sheets lines it the other way. That is a fair ball down the left field line. Going to bounce and roll into the corner. Cronenworth has scored. Bogarts has scored. Sheets into second with another two-run double. His third hit of the night. And the Padre lead is 6-2. Hayward swings, hits it in the air to deep right center field. Noel is back at the wall, off the wall. First hit is a Padre for Hayward. He's into second base with an RBI double. He's knocked in two, and the Padre lead is 7-2. On their feet at Petco, as Hedges hits a little number to the left of the mound. Wandy gloves it, sets himself, fires to first in time. Peralta closes the door, and for the first time in 57 years of baseball, the Padres open the season 5-0.
Feels great. I mean, you know, listen, it's a good ball club. Off to a good start, clearly, playing really good baseball across the board, pitching. You know, congratulations to Kyle getting his first big league win. Solid five. Doing all phases, you know, the pitching, the bullpen's been great, situational hitting, defense, base running, everything's on point.
Woo! So I looked back the last couple of seasons, and last year, Padres didn't win five in a row until late June.
Crazy,
just before the All-Star break.
Crazy.
Of course, in 2023, they didn't win five in a row until late September.
Yeah, man.
At the end of the year, they didn't win four in a row until late September. They have gotten it done, and the calendar hadn't even turned to April yet with their first five-game winning streak. I mean, usually the season, and you know, when I was growing up, season didn't even start until April.
Yeah.
Now here we are, April 1st, and it's not an April Fool's Day joke. The Padres are sitting at 5-0 to start the Major League Baseball season.
It's pretty incredible. I had them at 84 wins, so 79
more.
Yeah, and with 150, really bad at math, seven to go. I like it. I mean, this has been a really, really fun. It's been a really fun 5 days, obviously, and there's so many more baseball games to play, Benny. But I think, you know, let's be honest, man. The coolest thing, at least for me, is watching different guys contribute every night. And it's watching guys contribute in different and special ways. And it's watching, like, I look at this team right now, and again, I don't have the panic that makes me feel like we're out of a game. I like what I'm seeing. And really, I like these guys are having a blast, man. They're really having fun playing baseball, even when they make a mistake. And they've made plenty in five games. They've made plenty. They're not beating themselves up about it. They don't look like, oh, my God, I've just ruined. You know, we saw such bad body language for a couple of years here. Now, man, if they make a mistake, they're smiling, they're laughing, they realize I got to flush it and move on to the next one. They're doing it defensively. They're doing it on the base paths, and they're doing it with the sticks. And really, first time through the rotation, they're doing it with the arms, and I mean every arm other than Omar Cruz. Everybody is contributing to these wins.
Yeah, Kyle Hart, you know, gave up the home run, not a crime, to Jose Ramirez in the first inning.
That's not a crime. The next one was an actual crime. He's suspended for 30 days.
It was a little tough to see Austin Hedges go deep at Petco Park again, but it didn't matter. You know, that was it for the runs. You give up solo shots. How many times do we say it? You hear baseball broadcasters love to say it, but it's true.
It's absolutely
solo
true.
Home runs are not the end of the world.
It's actually, I mean, think about it. If a guy gets a hit off you on a 3-2 count, and then you walk the next guy, and then it's 2-0 to the guy after that. You've thrown 12 pitches. You got two guys on. Guy hits a single. It's 1-0. Might as well just throw one pitch and let a guy
exactly.
hit one home
You're
run.
You're not working out of the stretch.
Right.
You're not in a high leverage situation
it
all
happens.
Inning. You can just go right back to the windup, stay in your rhythm, and keep moving. So in many ways, other than the run you give up, a solo home run is not the worst outcome for a pitcher.
Nope.
And when you've got an offense that can pick you up, like the Padres did for Kyle Hart, 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 4 strikeouts from your number 5 starter. There's not a team in baseball, other than the Dodgers, that would not take that from their number 5 starter. Of course, they get, you know, 7 shutout and 8 strikeouts from their 5th starter. But, you know, every other team in baseball would be more than happy with what Kyle Hart gave the Padres last night. And then the offense, you know, the 4-run bottom of the 2nd inning, tying their biggest inning of the season from opening day with Gavin Sheets leading the way. And he's, to me, the story of the game last night and has been in many ways one of the biggest stories for the Padres here in the first week of the season. The pickup from the guy that was let go by the worst team in baseball history, the Chicago White Sox last year. I mean, that is not something you write on the first line of your resume. Yeah, I played for the worst team in baseball history, and they thought I wasn't good enough to be on their team. And they let me go for nothing. So I latch on with the San Diego Padres, and now, you know, like you said, look like the next coming of Barry Bonds here in the first week of the season. 3-for-3, 4 more runs batted in, 2 runs scored. He's hitting .500 with a almost .1400 OPS so far this season out of the 7-hole for the San Diego Padres. That's ridiculous.
With Gavin Sheets, Fernando Tatis Jr., and Dylan Cease. Is there a White Sox fan out there that's just like, I hate San Diego so much?
No, I think they're saying I hate the Chicago White Sox more than anything. It's not San Diego's fault. I mean, it's absolutely...
Do you have anybody else you guys want to get rid of?
I mean, how about Luis Robert, right? Like, we'll take him.
We'll rescue him.
Rescue him, and he'd fit in really nicely on this team.
And I was talking on opening day, I think it was, with Kyle Glazier, and he said, this is not so surprising for me. The White Sox are a bad organization.
Yes.
And they don't.
He did it. Yes, he did a podcast yesterday talking about the same thing.
And I think it was the same topic. And he said to me in the press box that the White Sox just aren't getting the most out of their players. And the Padres have, they used to be a bad organization, but now they're considered a good organization that has found ways to get better production out of players, better production out of pitchers, thanks to Ruben Niebla and the pitching lab and everything that they've done there. And now better production out of hitters as well. Give Victor Rodriguez some of the credit. Mike Schilt, whoever you want to give the credit. A.J. Preller, ultimately.
And his team of scouts. There was somebody tweeting about it yep. last night, how the hey, listen, this fully goes to, what's his name? DeYoung?
Pete DeYoung.
Yeah. Pete DeYoung and his
staff.
The
pro scouting department yep. for the Padres does an excellent job.
They went and saw something in Gavin Sheets and said, hey, man, he's a tick away. Let's get him in here for nothing and see if we can get this guy to buy in. And he absolutely did. And I'll go back to his quote. I'll go back to his brilliant interview with Gwynn and Chris when he talked about, man, you work your ass off in the morning at spring training for 4 hours and you're feeling so good. You go out and you K and you roll one over. It's hard. It's really hard to trust in that 4 hours that you put in and believe it's the right thing. Hitting's really, really difficult. And he looks right now, Benny, like there's not a pitch you can get by him. He's seeing it up. He's seeing it down. The 3-2 ball that he hit down the line in left field, did you see the slow-mo where he just... Eric Burns described it one time as, when I got 2 strikes on me, it's a little bit crass, but he said, I just wanted to put my D on the plate. You're not getting it by me. I'm putting my D on the plate, and I'm going to fight up here. And if you saw the slow-mo last night of the hit down the line, did you see his head? It was staring just straight down, like, I'm not getting beat here.
So much so that I think he thought he fouled it off.
I think
he
did.
He was kind of surprised
when
it
he saw
fair
it go down the line.
Because he was so locked in just to making sure that, you know, hey, I'm making contact here. We're doing something with this ball. But, yeah, I know. He was locked in Just and he's been locked in for the start of the season through five games for the Padres. Will his keep up?
His average exit velo through five games is 96 miles an hour. He is catching barrel after barrel, and I cannot believe that ball he hit last night did not get out of the yard. Coincidentally, was not tracked. His exit velo on the ball that he hit off the line, I mean, it looked like it was 150 miles an hour off the bat. They didn't get it, and I don't know how or why.
I know that the Guardians hit the two home runs. It was a really bad night to try to hit a home run, especially to right field at Petco Park. Misty, cold, rainy. I think the wind was not helping that direction. Jason Hayward, when he hit his,
he thought it was
Jason
out.
Hayward's hit a lot of home runs, played baseball a long time. I could tell from his body language he was 100% sure he had hit a home run for his first Padre hit. Now, he still made it to second, double RBI. It was a good piece of hitting. He was, I don't know if he admitted it afterwards. I'm sure he was shocked that that ball didn't go out. But that is March and April at Petco Park.
Yeah, welcome to Petco, man.
That's what you're usually going to get. Last year was a little weird. The opponents were
yacking
home
balls
runs early in the season. I don't know. I think that was kind of just an anomaly. You're not going to see the ball travel, especially to right field, especially early in the season at Petco Park.
It was good to see Unk. They call him Unk. Unk get a knock last night. Jason Hayward. Cannot hate that guy. I just can't. You will not get me to hate Jason Hayward. He has been, off to a little bit of a slow start. To watch him get in the mix last night was pretty cool. I love that for him. But Gavin Sheets, I'm watching the game last night going, hey, man, move him up. Move him up to the five hole, right? Why not?
Or do you mess with a good thing?
I know. I know. It lengthens your lineup, certainly.
I think when we get into our discussion next hour about is this for real? Is this sustainable? A lot of that question hovers around Gavin Sheets. Because if he does continue to hit well, I mean, he's not going to hit 500, but if he continues to hit well all season long, it really does change the Padres' lineup.
Big time.
Wherever you put him, it is now a long, deep lineup for the San Diego Padres. Manny, three hits. Tatis, two more hits. They both look really solid to start the season. And Jackson Merrill just went 1-for-4 but on his bobblehead night. But he was, three times he hit the ball very hard. Very hard exit velocity. Did not get much luck. He hasn't really had much luck all season.
I know.
And he's still hitting .412 so far this year without much luck when he's put the ball into play.
Speaking of unlucky, Luis Arraez had what I thought was a sure hit, and a brilliant play by the shortstop. Brilliant play to get up and throw him out. Did get a knock, tried to stretch it into a double. It's not going well for him right now, but again, my level of concern is at a zero with Luis Arraez. We'll be all right.
And the bullpen continues to get the job done. We'll have more Padres talk for you coming up in our next hour. Also want to hear the reaction to the Jerks and Profar news. I think we were all pretty stunned yesterday when we heard about the 80-game suspension. We'll get to that. And don't do this. All in hour number two of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.